Good morning in the Feilach and Chanukah. Today, December 11th, Chav Zayin Kislev. We're holding here in Simon Tov Mem Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Yod Aleph by Sif Katan Mem Ches. That's Sif Katan Mem Ches. Let's just read the words of the Mechaber again from the beginning of Sif Yod Aleph. And if anybody ever needs to know where the place is, you know, just let someone know, and then we're all here to make sure that we can be on the same page. The Mechaber says, Sif Yod Aleph, Areivos Shalosh and Behen Chametz, bowls that people would need their dough in these bowls, the chametz. Ein Litzmoich Al Masha Reich Tzinoi Son Bechamin, Menaker Nechametz Mehen. We're discussing here, don't rely on the fact that they would clean these bowls with hot water and remove the chametz. Because we're saying that most probably you cannot clean out the bowl so well, and chametz, we discussed yesterday, because they would make these bowls with wooden slats, and there would be these spaces in between where the chametz would fall in the cracks. So it wouldn't be easy to clean out the chametz. When you have a bowl and you have chametz in different parts of the bowl, the container itself combines all of that chametz into one kezayis. This kezayis is the size of an olive, and if a person has, we don't want to make sure we do not have a kezayis worth of chametz in our possession on chametz. So what should a person do? V'tzarech litnon b'matan alein Yehudi. A person should make sure he takes this bowl after he cleans it out as best as he can and gives it to a non-Jew as a present ad la'achar Pesach, until after Pesach. Oy l'tuchon betit, or he should put plaster over the bowl covering up the chametz. V'adin lebatzek should be clean the sarim m'sheni yoch l'haitziyai. So too by the dough which is in these wooden baskets, that you cannot remove the dough. Cover it up with a tit, with tit meaning plaster. Once you plaster it up, you're not going to come to eat that chametz, or give it to a non-Jew as well. Says the Mishnah Brura on the bottom of the page, Sif Katan Mem Ches, give it to the non-Jew ad la'achar HaPesach. Lo yishe yomer l'nochri kein. It's not like you tell him, listen, I'm giving this. So when we say the Mishnah Brura, that refers to down the bottom now. Okay? So the Mishnah Brura is telling us, Lo yishe yomer l'nochri kein. It's not that you're telling the Nochri, I'm going to give this to you and get it back after Pesach. Ela, yitneim loy b'matan gimur. You give it to him as a full-fledged gift before Pesach. Elo sha'acha Pesach, after Pesach, yochel la'achzor litlom mimenu, k'moi uch'moi she'isbar b'simen tof mem ches. As we'll learn later on in Tof Mem Ches, that after Pesach, you can go and get this item back. But the point is that over Pesach, it was his totally, and therefore it was not your chametz in your possession. V'u'ad din l'batzek, the same halacha applies to the dough, kosav ma'ril, sif kot mem tes now, d'cheina minag b'dape mul yuso, ve'etzim megalgilin, v'chala kelim she'shimshu b'amisa letuchem betit oy limkor l'nachri. Now, we just have to remind ourselves, I know I've said it a few times, we're going to be saying it many times, that they didn't have Macy's down the block when they needed new pots. They just go online or whatever it was and order a new set of kosher Pesach pots. They didn't have the money for all these type of things. So they would try to make usage of whatever material they had during the year to use also, if it's possible, for Pesach as well. However, certain kalim, certain bowls that they would make bake their challah in, you don't want those around on Pesach. So any items that they would keep their dough in and use for baking, these are the types of items you want to make sure you set aside and don't have around on Pesach. Well, if ima shekosu achreinim hanal, imasuyas michatichas achas, if it's made out of one piece of material where you don't have any cracks and crevices, that dough will not get stuck in there, so then you could just clean it well and put it in the side in the room where no one goes into on Pesach. So we're not going to use it on Pesach, but we can still keep it in our possession on Pesach. Just want to, for those who are joining us today in the Hilchos Pesach, just want to give a quick chazara, review something here. there's certain different levels here. One is a level of Isser of Chametz. We cannot have Chametz in our possession. So an Isser Daraisa, we cannot have Chametz in our possession. I'll give you a sheet after the shir, which has different terms about these halachas. Then there's also halachas about not deriving benefit from Chametz on Pesach and even before Pesach. There are certain laws that midoraisa, which we'll see in the next simin, from the Torah law, one cannot derive benefit from chametz after the sixth hour of the day, erev Pesach, before Pesach. The Torah itself, one of the few times when the Torah puts up a fence. Normally we know Chazal put up gedarim, but here we'll see in Simon Tov Mem Gimel where the Torah itself says you cannot derive benefit from the chametz. The Torah says that. Then Chazal take it a step further and want to make sure we also rabbinically avoid chametz from a certain point as well. Now, what's the main reason why all these restrictions with chametz? Well, very simple. We live a whole year round seeing chametz, eating chametz. So a person, as the words of the Gemara says, is not badal minei. Badal means he's not separated from the chametz. There's a concern he'll haphazardly just take some chametz he sees around, or he'll do something incorrectly and put the chametz in his mouth, even the smallest amount. We want to make sure we are chametz-free. There's something called gluten-free, egg-free, allergy-free, right? Now it's chametz-free. How do we know that? We see the OUP on it, or whatever hakshar you have, but it's kosher le-Pesach. No chametz in it. So we want to make our house kosher le-Pesach. That's what we're discussing over here right now. Now, continuing in the Ramah, Haggah, the smaller letters in the back, on the top of the page, in the top part of the page, the smaller letters, where it says Haggah. V'toiv l'asa iskein, bekelim shemanichim behem kemach kol ashona. V'chein bekelim shemanichim behem pas kol ashona. It's appropriate to do this. What's this? To smear it with tit and plaster, or to remove it from your possession. In other words, put it in the house in the possession of a non-Jew. Any item that is used for bread the whole year round. Umape shoyisa munachas al sak hemach loy mahani lo niur utzricha kibus kedei lishtamish ale b'pesach. We'll see if there's a cloth, let's say a cloth material that was holding in chametz sticker items. It's not enough to just beat it out and try to get the chametz out of it. Rather, we have to wash it with soap. Once it's used with soap, then you can keep it in your possession on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah, but now back on the bottom, we get a little exercise. When we learn Mishnah Berurah, we get exercise. We go up to the top, down to the bottom, up and down, right? So now we're going down to the bottom of the page. Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkat Nun, it's around three lines from the bottom over there. Bekelim shemanichim hem kemach, items, vessels that we put flour in. The Shema, we have to make sure we get rid of the chametz. The Shema, yesh la'alayim chshash chimutz, because maybe something fermented became chametzik. V'nichnesu bein hasdokim, and it went inside the cracks. Now it's difficult because we should not imagine, envision a bowl, the metal bowls that we have today. There were no cracks in there. I once got a pot, a frying pan. It's a crazy story. A frying pan, brand new frying pan. So every Shabbos, I make the liver, frying the onions, and the pot was starting to got distorted. It started like melting a little. Like you can't use a pot that melts. It's not going to work. You know. So that was like the one time they got a crack in it. Like it, you know. So what do? You return it. You get rid of it. Our bowls don't have these cracks in it. Once you have cracks in it, we dispose of it. Here we're talking about these bowls had a crack. If it had a crack in it, chametz might get into it. You can't keep it around. If there are vessels that you would put bread in there the whole year round, hainu salim, shalom tzarim, bread baskets, out of maybe wicker baskets, mibnei sheyesh behem, gumois, it has holes, v'yev shalanakron, you cannot clean it well, v'yesh lahatminom becheder she'eni ragil leilich shom, and you should put them in a room where you don't go into on Pesach. Now, when you have at the end of the Ramah, it tells us you have these sak kemach, a bag that you put the flour in, you want to now use this bag for Pesach. Haynu tzricha kibus, has to be washed. Yofe bechamin ve'efer v'chavita. You have to wash it with detergent and hot water, And here he says, chavita, to hit it, to get it out. I don't know nowadays if it would be required to hit it as well. These days you could buy the stress ball instead. But if normally speaking, once we have soap and detergent in the washing machine, that takes care of it with the hot water, it takes care of any of the chametz issues. Okay, now we're turning to the next simin, Taf Mem Gimel. Turning the page. Din chametz be'erev Pesach, the halachas of chametz in erev Pesach, la'achar sheish, after the sixth hour. Now, we have to transform ourselves to the date is now Yud Dalid Nisan. Okay? So don't write down the check. But it's Yud Dalid Nisan. Okay, you go to the bank, it's not a good thing. But in our mind, we have to be thinking it's the sixth hour of the day on when? On the 14th of Erev Pesach of Nisan. Says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, Chametz Mishesh Shoyis Ulamailo B'yom Yudalid. Chametz, from the sixth hour and on the day of the 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, Osir Bahana, is forbidden to derive benefit from chametz. When we say to derive benefit, we don't mean eating it. We mean monetary benefit. You cannot sell it or any other type of benefit. You cannot sit on it. Okay? We'll have a funny case like that soon about, we had it in the Tufnam base, about sitting on chametz. It's osir bahana. Achila means you can't eat it. Here we're saying it's osir bahana after the sixth hour of the day. We're going to have to define when does the day start. If we don't know when the day starts, when we'll be in trouble here because we don't know when the sixth hour comes. So we'll get to that as well. Even the chametz of a non-Jew, it's forbidden to derive benefit from. Now the chacham made a buffer zone. They said it's also even 2 hours before that. The hainu mitchilas shoach hamishis, from the beginning of the fifth hour of the day. Mio, however, kol shoach hamishis mutter bahana. The whole fifth hour of the day is mutter bahana. One is permitted to derive benefit from it. V'rishoy l'machroy le'n Yehudi, and one is permitted to sell it to a non-Jew. Afilu harbe biyachad shevadei lo yoichlenu koydem Pesach. A person is even permitted to sell a lot of chametz at one time, even if the non-Jew will not be able to eat up all that chametz, but he sold to the non-Jew, it's fine. Person can feed this chametz to his animals, just as long as he watches over the animals to make sure that they don't hide it. Here the Mechaber says specifically, different animals do different things with their food. Some eat the food right away. Some animals, I'm not a zoologist, but some animals hide it and they come back for it later. So you just have to make sure that you know what's going on with this chametz. Shiru mimenu, and you have to destroy, burn, get rid of that chametz that they leave behind. From the beginning of the sixth hour and on, an Erev Pesach, now it's also Bahana, it's forbidden to derive benefit from this chametz. Now we're saying it's before Pesach. It's Erev Pesach, it's still an Isser of Hana, and we're going to see right now in Sif Aleph in the Mishnah Brura. So we're now going down to Sif Aleph in the Mishnah Brura. On the same page we were just on. Okay. Osir Bahana. Midaraisa, it's also. V'yolof migemar b'dechsiv. The pasuk says as follows. The Gemara learns that from different pesukim. First, it says in the pasuk, lo yisoychal alav chametz. You should not eat chametz on it. What is it on it? What does that mean? Kloimar. Al karban ha-pesach. What does that mean? V'kilu chazal. The rotsa loimar. Lo yisoychal chametz. Do not eat chametz. Mishah shiru'uya l'shchidas ha-pesach. At the time, from the time it's permissible to shecht your Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was brought Erev Pesach from when? Ben Arbayim, from Chatzos and on. After the sixth hour of the day and on. Right? So we're saying here Dehainu mechatzois hayoyim ve'eloch shu bein harbayim. From midday and on is the time that one can bring his Karm Pesach. You can shecht the little lamb. From that point and on, we're saying loisayich al chametz. You should not eat the chametz. And we show she'osu ba'achila, osu ba'hana. The time that is osu ba'achila, that you cannot eat it, it's also osu ba'hana. What that means is that the time that's forbidden to eat it is also forbidden to derive benefit from it. Achein, however, adain ein al achilosoi chiyev kareis ad halayla. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us there is a difference if a person would eat chametz after the sixth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, as opposed to if he eats the chametz on Pesach. What's that difference? A very major difference, a big difference. If a person would eat chametz on Pesach, there's an issur of kareis. Kareis means excommunication, to be cut off. Of course, there's always tshuva to repent, and the greatest way of doing tshuva is learning Torah, especially the laws that we apply to the halachas, okay? But if a person would eat chametz after the sixth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, there's no issur kareis, it's a lav. He transgresses a negative commandment. V'chein in b'yero b'yimotzei yiskimu kama poiskim de'ein oiver b'ma We learned earlier that there are two isurim, bal yiro, bal yimotzei. One should not see the chametz, which means have it in your possession. Bal yimotzei should not be found in your under your authority. Now, in regards to these two isurim, a person does not transgress the ein oiver b'mashe mashe hachametz mishay shoyes l'mayla. One does not transgress bal yiro bal yimotzei until it becomes Pesach itself. Midichsev, since it says shivas yom esor la yimotzei v'teichem, for 7 days you should not find this sor referring to the chametz in your house. V'lo yiro lecha sor b'chol guvulcho shivas yomim. You should not see this sor, this chametz, in your boundaries, in your possession, for all 7 days. Mikomakim, nonetheless, amsha enoi oivir b'bal yirah, even though a person does not transgress the iser of bal yirah. Bal yirah means you should not have, you should not see it, you should not have it in your this chametz by you. Oivir b'chol rega v'rega shemashe chametz b'beisoi al mitzis asei d'tashbisu sorma b'teichem. Every moment that a person keeps this chametz in his possession, even though it's not Pesach, but it's past the sixth hour of the day, he transgresses a positive commandment. What is the positive commandment? The positive commandment is Tashbisu Sa'or Mibateichem. What that means is to destroy the chametz from your houses. We are commanded to destroy the chametz. That is a positive commandment. Go ahead and destroy it. The Koyal Erev Pesach Mishay Shoyis L'Mailak Mivor B'Shas. This refers to Erev Pesach from after the sixth hour in the day and on until Pesach. So we have different obligations here. One obligation is to go ahead and destroy the chametz. Another obligation is to make sure we don't find the chametz in our possession. We have the positive to go ahead and make sure we go ahead and do it to get rid of it. The negative to make sure it's not around us. And therefore, hopefully, we'll be chametz free. Let's go to Sifkot and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, which corresponds to the words on the Ramah on top, that he tells us, Afilo chemsoi shel eni Yehudi is also lehonis mimenu. Even the chametz of a non-Jew is also to derive benefit from. D'hob oraisa loiksiv chametzcha. In the Torah, the word oraisa means the Torah. In the Torah, it does not say chametzcha. Elo chametz stoma. It says chametz. Bein di Yisrael or bein da'akum. Whether it's chametz of Yisrael, chametz of a Jew, or chametz of a non-Jew. And therefore, if a high din of this halacha, this law, ikroi huva of a peiskim l'inyan Pesach, is brought really in regards to halachas of Pesach, v'arama hetikah hacha, the Rama wrote it down over here. Rama is a Moshe Isserles, the Ashkenazic posek, the smaller print on the top of the page. He wrote it over here in regards to erev Pesach. L'hashmienu dehu adin da'aser gam mishay shos l'mayla, to come to teach us a halacha that from the 6 hours and on in the day, it's also forbidden to derive benefit from this chametz that belongs also to a non-Jew. Shtei shoyis kaidim. Now, what did the chachamim do? The chachamim, the mechaber told us as follows. We want to make sure you don't violate these isurim. These are very severe laws. We don't want anybody transgressing. We're going to say it's now also 2 hours before the sixth hour. Shtei Shoyes Kodin, 2 hours before that. Why? What's the reason? Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Gimel. Hatam, the reason is Mishum Yoim Hamu'unan, because of a cloudy day. The Adam also little is all Shtei Shoyes Kevin Shein Shemes Zarachas. They didn't have the Rolexes that we all have. Okay? That was a little joke, but okay, fine. We don't have a Rolex. They didn't have the watches that we all have. Okay? Now, how did they tell time? They looked up at the sky. On a cloudy day, they might make a mistake. The mistake, the room for error was a 2 hour time frame. So the concern was the person will be off by 2 hours. That's why he says over here, the Adam also lito is oz shtei shoyes kevan she'ein shemesh zarachas. A person might make a mistake within regards to 2 hours because the sun was not shining. V'afilu chametz nuksha, shu chametz drabana. We learned earlier about a category called chametz called chametz nuksha, which means it's not real chametz. It's only chametz drabanan. Only rabbinically it's chametz. It didn't really ferment totally. Gamkein also be'ilu hashtei shoyes. This chametz nuksha is also forbidden during these 2 hours. V'koshikein chametz alidea taruba sotu. What we learned earlier in Simon Tafman Beis is called chametz alide tarubis, mixtures of chametz. It's also forbidden during this 2 hour time frame. Uchu is Nodi Bihuda, Simon Chafalaf, Mekil, Machilas Chametz Nuksha, Bishah, Chamishis. The Nodi Bihuda, Rabbi Cheska Landau, who lived around 300 years ago, the Rav of Prague, said that he was lenient in regards to this imperfect chametz called Chametz Nuksha. During this 2 hour time frame, you are permitted to have it around. We're going to stop here for today and pick up tomorrow from Sifkat and Dalid and get ready for the next year. Thank you.